Chapter 5. Hyperinflation. What is it? Inflation is the one form of taxation that can be imposed without legislation. It is also a form of taxation that is particularly seductive. In its early stages, people find it rather attractive because the first effects of inflation are expansionary and pleasant. It's like the first drink you take. It's only the next morning that you have a hangover. Milton Friedman. As I stated previously, one catalyst for the coming collapse, economic collapse, will be banks' inability to pay their derivative contracts. While the reasons that other countries' banking systems fail will differ, the common thread will be hyperinflation. This will lead to the collapse of each nation's currency. By studying previous national economic collapses, we can gain understanding about what may transpire in the United States if our banks fail again. But first, we need to understand inflation and hyperinflation. Inflation happens when the prices of goods increase while the value of money decreases. This is something many of us have already experienced. When I was a little girl, I remember purchasing bubble gum at 5 cents. A few decades later, the same piece of bubble gum now costs 25 cents. Today, residential rentals and housing prices continue to increase, but our purchasing power hasn't necessarily kept up. Hyperinflation happens when prices increase by at least 50% within 1 month's time. For example, if a loaf of bread costs $1.49 at the beginning of a month, but within 30 days, that same loaf of bread is $2.24, you have experienced hyperinflation. Imagine if the trend continues. At the end of 6 months, the loaf would cost the consumer $11.34. Two catalysts for hyperinflation that can lead to an economic crisis in the United States would be: one, if the rest of the world stops using U.S. dollars to transact international trade for goods, or two, if the rest of the world stops using the petrodollar to purchase oil. If other countries decide to use a different currency, then the amount of USD in the global economic system will expand, forcing the devaluation of the dollar in America. In the early 20th century, the British pound was the go-to currency. World War I changed that when Britain had to borrow money from the U.S. and go off the gold standard. Leading up to World War II, the United States had amassed a large amount of gold from other countries in payment for weapons and supplies. By 1944, to manage foreign exchange, delegates from 44 countries decided to switch to the USD instead of gold, since the dollar was linked to gold. The USD's usage as the world's reserve currency did not change even after America abandoned the gold standard in 1971. However, the use of USD as the sole world reserve currency may soon be coming to an end. In the fall of 2018, China launched a pilot program to pay for its oil in their own currency, moving away from trading with USD for the first time since 1944. Russia and India have also started to move away from trading in USD. China and India are looking to not only move away from USD, but they are also working on creating their own digital currencies to implement a cashless system for trading. Economist Mark Armstrong asserted that hyperinflation is a rate of inflation from which there is no return. This means that when hyperinflation takes hold, a country will be unable to recover economically due to government factors such as fiscal mismanagement. But what if the inflation rate is greater than 50%? What effects would such severe hyperinflation have on a country's citizens? Hyperinflation to this extreme has happened to approximately 56 countries throughout world history, including France, China, Germany, Poland, and the Congo or Zaire. More recently, it has happened in Venezuela and Zimbabwe. Let's review the effects of hyperinflation on the economies of these two countries.